is Tweetminster at the Labour Party conference, speaking to Andrew Jimson, sketch writer for The Telegraph. Andrew, you're a political sketch writer. What's your impression of the conference so far?
Well, there was a devastating blow to my trade this morning when David Miliband announced that the soap opera is over. I suppose by that he may have meant that the sort of fight between the two brothers, which is sort of the latest plot line in this soap opera, is over. I don't think the actual soap opera altogether is over. I think that, you know, while there's Ed Balls, there's hope that some kind of punch-up or all those terrible things which happen in EastEnders with people being sort of betraying each other and being unremittingly appalling to their children and all that. I think anything like that, some of that will go on. Otherwise, you know, political journalism as we know it, our trade would be dead.
Now, on that front, obviously, Ed has spoken a great deal about uniting the factions. So has David. Do you think they're going to be united moving forwards, or is there trouble to come?
Well, I should think there'll be a honeymoon, because everyone, even the feral beasts of the media, want to show how fair-minded they are and then give the man a chance and so on. So I should think, and Labour are, after all, already doing quite well in the polls, and the savage cuts are not a way of sort of winning friends and influencing people. So I would think that he'll probably do quite well in the short term. William Hague did quite well in the short term also. In the longer term, it will be extremely tough, and they will beset all sorts of appalling obstacles by Osborne, by the Chancellor, and we'll have the savage cuts, but then quite soon, certainly well in time for the general election, we'll have the promise of tax cuts, and then Labour will have to say, well, yes, we agree to these tax cuts, or no, we don't. And either way, they're going to be set some really difficult questions.
Now, on that front, yesterday Sadiq Khan told us that we should probably expect to see the leadership candidates all getting cabinet posts. Does that include even the outsiders like Diane Abbott?
Well, I'd hope so. I've heard her give very good speeches on economics. I don't mean just during the leadership campaign, but before that. She is a considerable figure, possibly not a great team player. If she wants one, I think she should have one, definitely. It'd be quite good to give her education, wouldn't it? I gather her boy, who she sent off to the City London School, nothing annoys Labour people more than someone sending their child to a private school. He's just gone to Trinity College, Cambridge, my old college, as it happens, and I'm very proud that he'll be... I'm sure she's very proud, too. She went to Newnham, but Newnham doesn't take men, so...
Do you think we might see him writing for The Telegraph one day?
If he's a good writer. But I just hope he will pursue some even more respectable calling. I can't speak too highly of chartered accountancy.
Andrew Jimson, thank you very much. Okay.